You fellas. This morning, I wonder if you'd please take your Bibles and open up to the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews, chapter 4. This morning, I want to speak to you on the subject of grace for your needs. Grace for your needs. This particular area of Scripture, well, we're going to look at the 16th verse, where we are actually encouraged to go into the very presence of God, and that we have been gifted with that honor, and that is a gift from God, to be able to take our faith before the very throne of God and make our petitions known to Him, but also to make our praises known to Him, and to go with complete confidence in knowing that He hears our prayers and that He responds to our prayers when our hearts are pure and when our hearts are open. But I'm going to tell you, the psalmist told us that if we're going to hide sin in our heart, God won't hear us. He said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And so we need to be cautious to watch over our hearts and make certain that everything is right between us and the Lord, and then we can enter boldly into the very presence of God. In fact, one translation, the King James Version, tells us in this particular verse, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Now, the New American Standard places it a little differently in that 16th verse, and let's look at it. He says this, he says, let us therefore draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and may find grace to help in times of need. And grace to help in times of need. That is if we come before His throne confidently. And if we come before His throne purely, with our hearts yielded and open before the Lord. I want to share with you this morning four different times when God's grace is all sufficient to meet any need that we might have, but four different times when we can come before the Lord and know that we'll have His help. We know that we will have Him when we need strength. Secondly, when we need serenity or peace. Third, when we need security. And then fourth, when we give service. Because those are all times in our lives when we need to have the intimacy of God involved in our lives and the grace of God poured out on us in unique ways. And so let's look at these times when God has grace for us. First of all, when we need strength. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, the ninth verse, God is speaking with Paul. Here is the situation. Paul had a thorn in the flesh. We don't really know what that is. We don't know if it was a physical infirmity. We don't know if it was the fact that as a preacher, Paul had been beaten up by so many different people that he was just frustrated and ready to quit, ready to throw in the towel. Been there, I understand that. But we don't know exactly what Paul's thorn in the flesh was. But he says, I sought the Lord three times to be delivered from this thorn. And God's response to Paul's prayer was, my grace is sufficient for you. For when you are weak, then I am strong. And you know, that's an important thing for us to remember. When we are weak, God is strong, for His strength is made perfect in the midst of our weakness. Why? Because then we submit totally and completely to Him and quit trying to live life in our own weak little strength. And folks, I'm going to tell you, we are weak, but God is strong. And so when we come before the throne of grace in those times of need, in those times of weakness, we know that we have the strength of God who will intervene and help us and give us strength. He wants us to trust him for our strength. He wants us. Remember, Jesus said, look, cast all your burdens upon me. So go ahead. What are your burdens? What is it in life that you struggle with? What is it that you just need to give over to him and let him take full and complete control of it and replace that weakness, that battle that you're going through, replace that with his grace. For he is made perfect in strength when we are at our weakest. When you need strength, go boldly before the throne of grace, for God will give you strength. Secondly, when you need peace or when you need serenity, in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus is talking with his disciples. And he says, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, not as the world gives, but as I give. My peace I give to you. And then he goes on and he says, let not your heart be troubled. Don't be filled with the anguishes and the troubles of life, but instead, trust in him, and he will give you peace. This world is searching desperately for peace because they're looking for it in the wrong fashion. This world is looking for peace through power. But the trouble is they're looking for peace through power of man and not through the power of God. And so real peace will never be accomplished in this life. It won't be. And even the scriptures tell us in the very end, for at the very moment when men cry, peace, peace, then comes sudden destruction. This world's peace is not going to endure. And we've seen that over and over and over. There's always war someplace in this world. But in God's economy, he gives us peace that transcends what the world has to offer, that goes far beyond what God has. He gives us a peace that the world can't shake, even if it's in the midst of war. He gives us a peace that passes our wisdom, that passes our understanding. And we look at life and we go, well, I don't understand exactly why I'm not frustrated with the way things are going on in this world. But you see, that is the peace of God resting on your heart. People trust a lot of things. They will trust pleasure, and they seek after pleasure thinking that's what'll give them peace, and that doesn't give peace. They'll search for power, thinking, man, if I'm just more powerful than anything else, then I'll have that peace because everyone will be afraid of me. That doesn't bring peace either. All that does is bring a challenge. There's always someone who's ready to knock off the top dog. We need to remember that. Seeking peace through power does not bring peace. There are those who seek peace through possessions. Boy, if I just have all of the money that I need to be able to retire on the beach and take it easy for the rest of my days, I'll have peace. That doesn't bring peace. It really doesn't. It brings emptiness. It brings loneliness. It brings suspicion. It brings all kinds of things, but it does not bring peace. Only God can bring peace to the soul. Number three, we approach the throne of grace when we need security. When we need security. Philippians 4:19 says, "And my God shall supply all of your needs through Christ Jesus." My God shall supply all of your needs. Millions of people are looking for security, and they try and they fail to find security by accumulating wealth, by accumulating houses, by the accumulation of land, by the accumulation of cars, of gadgets, of, you know, all of this stuff that the world looks at as you are successful if. But you know what? When we are successful in the eyes of the world, we are miserable failures in the eyes of God. And that's important for us to remember. I'm going to shock you with something. God doesn't care how many cars you have. He doesn't care how big your house is. He doesn't care how many friends you have. He cares about whether or not your heart is right with Him. That's what He cares about. And folks, that's the only thing that He cares about. Is our heart right with Him? Because when our heart is right with Him, then we become usable by Him to be able to reach out and to make a difference in other people's lives. But don't be deceived. The Bible tells us God is not mocked. Don't be deceived. Because when your heart is right, your actions go towards kingdom building resources, towards building the kingdom of Christ. You find yourself involved in the work of God. If you're not involved in the work of God, your heart's not right. Your heart is not right. And it's time to repent, time to take care of that, and to get involved. I don't know how to say it more plainly, but if you want security, get involved with God. And you'll be amazed at the security you have when the rest of the world is falling apart. Number four, approach boldly the throne of grace when you give service to the Lord. Approach boldly the throne of grace. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 9 and 10 tells us that we are laborers together with Christ. He's quite a teammate, isn't he? He is quite a teammate. We are laborers together with Him. If we'll just follow Him. And that labor comes about according to the grace of God. Many Christians have difficulty when it comes to doing God's work. They avoid sharing Christ because they fear rejection and possible hurt, possible humiliation, because they're trying to do it in their own strength. They need to step back and take a moment and realize that when we're involved in sharing in God's work, we're involved with Him in sharing. He is there, and He works hand in hand, heart with heart, with us in sharing his love. And you know what? We are not alone. We need to believe that he is speaking through us to the right person at the right time, because there's never a wrong time to share the right word. And that's the word of Jesus Christ. Always be prepared to give a reason for the hope that lies within you, is what Peter told us in 1 Peter. Always be prepared. Everywhere we are, be ready to share the love of God and his grace with other people. Grace that meets our needs. Let us therefore draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and may find grace to help in time of need. No matter what your need is, God's grace is sufficient to meet them. Let's stand. Let's have a closing word of prayer. I want to thank you for being here today. Thank you for just being willing to set aside time for God, respecting him enough to be in his house on his day. God will repay that. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, again, thank you. Thank you for your love and for your grace, for your care, for your wisdom, for your reaching out to us, and for your hope. And now, Lord, I pray for each individual who's here today, and I ask that your Holy Spirit may just kind of wash over them, confirm the truths of your word to their hearts, and then, Father, let their hearts be drawn to you. And Father, we'll give you thanks for that. Now please, give us your guidance and your direction as we go through the remainder of this day. And we'll give you thanks, for it's in your awesome and incredible power that we pray. Amen. Thank you for being here. God bless you today.